You are listening to Called to Homeschool, episode number 216, only 18 years. Are you feeling the call to homeschool and you're not sure what to do? Or maybe you are already homeschooling and it doesn't look like what you hoped it would. My name is Megan Thomas and I'm a certified life coach, a mother of seven, and a homeschool pro with more than a decade of experience. I can show anyone how to create success in their homeschool, and I'd love to show you how. Are you ready? Hello, and welcome back to another week. This has been a very interesting summer for me. I have never been so excited for summer to end, but I am also dreading summer coming to an end. Why, you ask? Well, my son Porter will be finishing his mission and will be coming home in the middle of August. So you can imagine I am beyond excited. He has been serving the wonderful people in the Phoenix, Arizona area for the last 2 years, and I miss my son. So I am so thrilled for summer to be over so I can have my boy home again. So if I'm so excited about him coming home, then why am I also dreading summer coming to an end? Well, when he comes home, two of my other kids leave. My oldest son, he finished his mission last year, and he's been living at home, working really hard, earning money, and he is moving out the day after his brother gets home to go to college. Then my oldest daughter, we have her home this summer. She has also decided to serve a mission, and she is going to serve the wonderful people in the Houston, Texas area for 18 months. So my emotions have been all over the place, super excited and then sad, all wrapped into one. To be honest, I have cried more than once when I think about this. My daughter was supposed to start her mission in September, and then we found out that it got bumped up. Her start date got bumped into August. And my daughter and I had another little cry over that. So with all this coming and going in our house, it made me think of the phrase, you only get your kids for 18 years, 18 summers, 18 birthdays, 18 Christmases, and other phrases like that. And I don't know if I find that phrase completely helpful. When my oldest was finishing up homeschool, that phrase created so much panic for me. This panic of, did I teach him everything that he needs to know now that he's an adult, right? Did I do enough? And when I ask questions like that, guess what? My brain let me know all the things I did not do that were enough. If you do this, right, you can start beating yourself up that you did a terrible job and here's all the ways you failed your kid. When I let that phrase go, only 18 years with my kid, I changed it to, I get to be his mom for eternity and I always get to be teaching him. That thought gives me so much peace. I was able to see all the things I did do to teach my son. It also gave me the space to continue teaching him. As he is getting ready to move out, guess what we've been talking about a lot? Our finances, right? We work together a lot one-on-one and in family meeting. And Dad is also helping him to really understand budgeting, his finances, all of those things as he is going to be embarking on this new journey. Also, I've had a ton of teaching opportunities with my current missionary. I share a lot of favorite recipes with him. We have talked a lot about cooking and different things of taking just basic household things like that. I've also had the opportunity to coach him quite a bit throughout his mission. And I've got to teach him so much about managing his emotions, dealing with difficult people, and disappointment. Same with my adult daughter. She actually moved out at 17 and was a nanny in Puerto Rico and then was in Thailand teaching English. I got to teach her all the time with various things that would come up for her. You don't stop being a mother just because your kids have turned 18. So if that phrase is causing you to panic and you think that you have to get everything done or teach your kid everything, friends, let it go. It is not serving you. Now, On the flip side, here is what I like about that phrase. I like that it helps me to stay intentional with how I spend my time with my kids. The other night, some of my boys were out back in the yard playing wiffle ball. It would have been really easy for me just to go and do my own thing because they were entertained, they were fine, they were happy. I could go do whatever I wanted. But I think of that phrase and I think I'm not always going to have my babies living at home. So I went out. I want to spend time with them. The whole family ended up outside playing kickball and then scattergories until it was time for bed. It was one of those magical, dreamy summer nights. I have 6 of my kids living at home this summer, and I want to connect, play, and teach my kids because I do know how fast it goes. So, 2 things. If you are looking at your 15-year-old and you're starting to panic and think, I only have 3 years left and it's stressing you out, let those thoughts go. It's not serving you. The second thing is if you find yourself rarely playing and connecting with your kids, then maybe trying to remember that it does go by fast. I try to stay somewhere in the middle of those 2 thoughts. I don't want to go to the extreme of either one. I've only 18 summers, so panicking and making sure I don't have any time for myself or do anything for me or have any hobbies or interests because it goes by so fast. That's really panicky and it's not really fun. But also the flip side, like I'm their mother for eternity. I can teach them whatever also is like puts them on the back burner. So I do my best to try to stay in the middle of those 2 thoughts. I am not perfect. I never will be. I'm never trying to pretend to be. So my goal is to just try to be in that middle of being intentional with how I spend my time with them, but also realizing that as I have this amazing relationship and this connection with them, that I get to teach them forever. I get to be their mom always. I hope this podcast episode has been helpful for you and that you are having an amazing summer. I love you so much, and I'll talk to you next time. Hey friend, if you enjoy this podcast, I know you are going to love my book I wrote. It's called 30 Days to Ease into Homeschool. This is for anyone, whether you are new to homeschooling or ready to take your homeschool to the next level. This is for you. It's available to download at www.coachmegthomas.com/shop.